Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We've got a wonderful show for you today. Tulsa Gabbard vows to keep campaigning, even though she's only got like 2%. Not even enough to qualify. And she just wants, if I was any Democrat, she'd be probably the one I would go for if I supported Democrats, but I don't. But you know, so I think she just wants the checks to keep coming in. Democrats, there are a lot of people that still want impeachment, They have nothing to impeach, so. Hey, pardon me. Yeah. They're not going to go anywhere. It's just going to make them more unpopular. A UCLA professor, the First and Second Amendment should change as society evolves. So I'm assuming that as time goes on, you shouldn't have the right to say whatever you want to. That's called North Korea. They don't know if those people are brainwashed or if they're just so enamored to where, okay, if I say anything other than the dear leader's great, I'm going to be shot and killed. And, you know, you can't. Which picture is your favorite? They're all my favorites. You know, hey, guess what? Democrats can't afford 11 million illegals, but they're going to confiscate 16 million AR-15s with a lot of cops and a lot of military people that are never going to support that and never going to want you to get rid of your Second Amendment rights. A little old boy who is proving once again that the government is useless. I'm going to get into that one. I want to thank that little boy. Where do we go from here? Is someone going to go to jail for the fake Russia collusion wrongdoing? You know, Americans want someone to pay. Will anything ever be done about that? Well, someone will be held accountable. And more and more and more as we look into how cannabis is showcasing that it can actually eliminate the use of opioids. And much, much more. So welcome to the conversation, and I hope you feel a part of it. And we got Manchester United News. So if you're listening from all around the world, last 10 or 15 minutes I talk about the Premier League. So if you're, you know, so just so you know. So if you're watching, listening to the replay or whatever, wait till then, and then you'll get there. Okay, Psalms 127:1. Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with serenities will do no good. Think about that as you're kind of going through your day to day. And welcome, what a conversation we got today, folks. Because, I mean, it's just, it's nice to see the leaving the Democrat movement. We have these people that we're finally getting people to wake up. I was just chaining. I was just, you know, I hate Trump. He's racist. He's this. And when you get to some of these people, what policy has he enacted? Well, he's having ICE go after these. What he's doing, he's just enforcing the laws that were there. These laws, in regards to illegals, were already there. He's just enforcing. He's got all those kids in those concentration camps. Well, they were actually there under Barack Obama. Yeah, because Glenn Beck went down there from the Blaze Network. Yeah, he used to be on Fox and was on CNN way back in the day. I remember him back in CNN. And I'm like, what's he doing on that network? He didn't even, because I watched him a lot on CNN. I'm like, what the heck? He never, he's like so far away from CNN and left and went to Fox and founded the Glenn Beck show and then did the Blaze Network. And guess what? He was down there when Barack Obama was president with soccer balls and dolls. What happened? What was the outrage? They were in those same, actually, you shouldn't be outraged. Those kids are, and people are being treated better than our veterans. Yeah, don't forget, if you're watching, I can't tell how many people, I know how many people watch, but I can't tell until the end too, if anyone watched or, I mean, like, so if you want to like, comment, whatever, hate, whatever, I don't care. I can't, if you want me to know you're out there, because I can't. There's times where it doesn't even show I have anyone watching, and then when it's over, I have like 50 people that watched it, so I don't know who watches. So if you want to comment, have a question, or even if it's after the video is over, feel free. But this is what we live in, because we have Tulsa Gabbard vows to keep campaigning, debate or no debate. I wonder what happens. Because she failed to qualify for the third Democratic Party presidential primary debate in Houston this week because while she had met the National Committee, you know, the Democratic National Committee, the DNC's threshold of 130,000 individual donors, she did not reach 2% in enough qualifying polls by August 29th. She's just going to try to get as much donor and much money as she can and then bow out. Cash in while she can. Or maybe she's hoping that maybe a lot of these candidates will drop out. And if they drop out, maybe she picks some of them up. Maybe magically she, all these people leave. And okay, we had 5 people drop out and here she is. I mean, you got Berto Buick still trying to hang in there with, like, no, I mean, Lord help him. If they just want your money. I'd love to call one of these. I might have to do this for the show. I might call one of these campaigns. Yeah, if I donate money to her campaign, what happens if she doesn't make it? Do I get a refund? How do I get my money back if she doesn't become president? Hey, that's just where we live in, you know, because, you know, House Judiciary Committee foregoing ahead on impeachment despite most Americans opposing it. A big chunk of Americans don't support this at all, think it's a waste of time, it's a joke, they have nothing, and they don't. I mean, they don't have anything, but besides that, the big issue you deal with is there are a lot of Democrats that know that impeachment, trying to impeach Trump just basically guarantees him a second term. And that's what's going to happen. He gets in. He's in like Flynn. And that's a big thing. And, you know, there are people, we need to impeach. What's impeachment going to do? Because people act like, well, we need to, I mean, I kind of feel like, well, if we impeach Trump, we're going to get him thrown out, like Hillary Clinton's going to get in if that happens. But that's not the case. Bill Clinton was impeached. But here's my point, folks. People need to wake up. And I think a lot of Democrats are like, what have Democrats done? Remember, it was conservatives that cleaned up Boston. No, they didn't. They went and Boston can clean up itself with the mafia. Baltimore was cleaned up by conservatives and by locals. They're like, hey, finally someone's doing something. Like, if I guarantee you, if they would have taken that $1.9 or $1.7 billion and they would have put that towards cleaning up and doing stuff, the residents would have come out, hey, if there's some people cleaning it up, they'll help. You know, if they try to waste time with this impeachment crap, Trump's going to walk right into a second term. So go right ahead. People are finally starting to wake up and like, well, okay, yeah. Like, there was a girl that, if you get on my conversation page, there was a girl that did a whole thing like leaving the left, and she was leading this rally and stuff. And she's kind of like just chanting what everyone else is chanting. She's leading this thing. She's like the head of the thing. Okay, if you're ahead of something or you're leading something, you should, if you disagree with Trump, you should have, prove to me how he's racist. Prove to me where, oh yeah, well, if you go back to the 70s, he was discriminating against black renters. Well, and if you believe that, in 76 to 78, around there, they tried to sue him again for it. And it went so long that they threw the case out because they had nothing on him. A lot of cases, okay, a lot of times you can sue somebody and they'll just, it's cheaper. What does he want? Just pay him off. Even if we win, it's going to cost us more than, give him $5,000. It's going to cost us 20 to go to court even if we win. In a lot of cases, that's what they do. Even if they're not guilty, they'll just pay the person off just to shut them up because it's cheaper. But we have so many people that, it's sort of like the hands up thing. Well, he had his hands up. Did you see that? I was just saying what everyone else said. I was just repeating what they said. I didn't see anything. Because the forensics doesn't back the case that Trayvon Martin had his hands up. None of the forensic evidence proves that. We haven't even released it yet, but wait a minute. Well, I just said what they said. You know, most of these people, you know, when you actually show them, I can't believe, and what people need to do is go to these rallies with these kids, and when I just want to have a, okay, here's, if you're against the border wall, here's Barack Obama telling the, because most of these people don't, Barack Obama was going to send them back? What? Barack Obama has deported more than Trump has. You know, but there's this notion that, wait a minute here, these kids don't know what to think when you show them all these Democrats saying everything Trump is saying now that they're against. Like, wait a minute, I thought Nancy Pelosi was against this wall. What do you mean she's shoving, what do you mean that we're a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws? I thought, what, they don't know how to react. They don't know how to handle it when all these people who they thought were like, see, most of these Democrats think that these kids think that they've, everything that they're against Trump on, they've always been that way. When you prove to them that they supported everything Trump does now until he became president, once he supported it, they had to go the exact opposite. They can't support that man, no matter what he does. I'd love to have Trump come out and say, yes, I'm working on legislation right now that's going to take away your Second Amendment rights. I'd love to see what liberals would say about that, because how could they support that? How could they support the Second Amendment? You know, I don't get it. One second, folks. Pardon me. I don't know how they could, Like, how could they positive spin Trump wanting to take away your guns? Yeah. Because they can't support them. But don't worry, folks. We have a UCLA professor that says that as Douglas Kilner, you know, as society evolves, you should evolve. I mean, like the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, you know, they need to go to the wayside. Like, you shouldn't have the right. Okay. And that being said, well, then I don't want any of your. Then liberals should not be out protesting, because that is a violation of the First Amendment. It's only a matter of time before a Douglas Kilner is, I don't know, in a government house that has a stereo that only plays government propaganda, and you can turn it down but never turn it off. But all you can hear 24 hours a day, you're told what you can watch, what you can listen to. Guess what, folks? The U.S. won every Olympic competition. Congratulations. Oh, yeah, we got the gold in every event. Oh, yeah, this is our fifth World Cup victory. Yeah, we won the World Cup again, you know. That's what happens in North Korea. It was sad, but funny and scary at the same time when I watched this North Korean compilation video where it was like a news reel where they showed like North Korea winning the World Cup. North Korea hasn't won the World Cup, but that's what they tell their people. Oh, they went to the Olympics and they won gold. Well, no, they didn't. But that's what the government media tells you. But that's right, we need to get rid of the First and Second Amendment rights, you know. You know, as society changes and evolves, we need to have this. You know, the professor also blames President Trump for school shootings, even though, yeah, isn't a school a gun-free zone? Yeah, if you ever have a hospital that gets shot up, just remember, folks, it's a gun-free zone. Guns are not allowed. I've actually had a gun in a hospital. I'm like, whatever, you know, if they tell me to leave, okay, then, but it was concealed, so, and like I've said before, if you have a Walmart with 70 people that are carrying a gun, what are you afraid of? You don't threaten my life. I don't have to worry about protecting myself. You know, I don't. I mean, Democrats can't deport 11 million illegals, but they're going to confiscate 16 million AR-15s. No, they're not, because most of the people I know that are military vets and most of my cop friends, they will never support. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to have to kill me because I'm never going to take away someone's Second Amendment rights. Yeah, I'm not going to do it, so. Good luck. It's never going to happen, but, you know, there was a law that was passed that, you know, they're going to curtail, like, AR-15s. And the stipulation of that law was basically, if you can justify by fact that the ban on AR-15s and stuff like that, it made a difference, then you got a deal. Then we can keep it going. But why don't we just take a city? I don't know. Like Chicago. Let's make very strict gun laws. Like, let's ban guns in Chicago. And let's see how the violence is. If the violence gets worse, if the violence goes down, then and you prove that banning guns, wait a minute, Chicago already has very strict gun laws. It's worse. You don't have to do any type of experiment. You don't have to. Detroit, Chicago, all these places. Just watch Drugs Inc. and all these gangs. Oh, we want guns banned. They want them banned. But we're gonna ban. I mean, people are done. People are done. I mean, they don't. People don't want to walk. Don't are fed up with. You know, you have these people that. You don't like the children. I said, no, I don't. I guess I don't like children because I support guns. But I guess I don't like children, you know. I get that all the time. Look at those kids in that school that were shot up. Well, gee, I thought that was a gun-free zone. So I got one lady so mad because I'm like, I said, first of all, that school shooting is fake. It's not real. What are you talking about? Well, it's a gun-free zone, ma'am. Since it's a gun-free zone, guns cannot be in that school. So there's no way that shooting is real because it's a gun-free zone, so guns can't be in there. You can't have a gun in a gun-free zone, so there's no way that happened. That's all fake news. And then when she goes, well, I just wanted to see how riled up I could get you because that was a gun-free zone. If they really worked, a gun wouldn't have been in there. It proves that gun-free zones don't work. Criminals are not going to abide by any freaking law. If somebody wants a gun, you'll get it. I hate to say this, but even with a wall, if you want cocaine, someone's going to find a way to get it here. It's going to be harder. But someone, if they want, if there's a demand, there will be a supply. No one knows what would happen if, like, today they said, okay, in 1 month we're going to ban tobacco. You know how much underground that would go? You'd have people buying cartons left and right. Jim Jordan. People want to know when someone is going to jail for the Trump-Russia investigation wrongdoing. Because it was all a witch hunt hoax. And what we're talking about here with this Russia-Trump thing, to me, what happened with this Russia-Trump thing is, to me, I know for a fact, it was a lie. They just wanted to make up something since Trump got in, to calm down the supporters because, you know, Hillary Clinton was going to 100% win. And we need to find some way, well, since there's no way Trump could have won because we rigged the election. How do we calm, because these people are going to blow a gasket. They're blowing a gasket. How do we calm these people down? Well, Trump really didn't win. It was interference from Russia. Pardon me. It was a Russia hacked, Russia helped. Trump didn't do it on his own. Don't worry, folks. Hillary should have won, but Russia, you know. See, we were right. Hillary was going to win guaranteed, but, you know, when you get hackers and Russia involved, because we got to keep these people. Because we lied to them. And, you know. It's kind of like having someone saying that, hey, I've got this bet. I got this race rigged. Yeah. Sundown. Put all your money in him. He's going to win guaranteed. And when he doesn't win, how do you keep those people at bay that are pissed that took all their money? I put my life savings on Sundown. You said he was going to win. What the heck? You know, people are going to be curious. And that's what happened here. We got to figure out something. And this Russia collusion hoax thing, in my opinion, it was just made up for one thing. Because We're gonna fake this up. We're gonna fake these dossiers so that we can try to investigate Trump. So that, because he had to have done something illegal that we can get him on. Well, heck, yeah, this Russian thing is a joke. But, pardon me. But, look at what we dug up. There was no Russia hope. There was no Russia collusion. There was no Russia anything. It was just a BS thing to try to get warrants, to try to tap and look into to find, because they thought that they were going to find something. I always believed this for the longest time, that the tobacco industry knew that they were going to eventually be leaks and people were going to come out and find out that it was, that they were in the business of selling nicotine and an addictive drug in the 60s. They knew it in 64. They knew it caused cancer in the 50s. And they were hoping to have, before this came out, a way to make, here's a safe cigarette. Here's a way for you to get all the enjoyment of nicotine with no harmful effects. No, nothing. And it never happened. Well, they did come up with Epic, but it never, you know, it would never see the light of day, because if Epic was a safe cigarette, what were all other cigarettes? Dangerous. And to take and have enough palladium to treat all cigarettes. And that's what this Russia collusion was. We're going to make up all this stuff so that we can get the ability to spy on him and get all these warrants. And then, hopefully, we can pretend, hey, we never found any Russia collusion, but guess what? We did stumble upon this. And they were never able to find anything on Trump. So like when Trey Parker and Matthew Stone did that Scientology episode, and guess what happened? Scientology tried to dig up stuff on Trey Parker and Matthew Stone, couldn't find anything, so they had to let him go. Got about 32 minutes left in the program. Don't forget to like, comment, let me know you're out there, because I have like 50 people plus watch it at the end of the thing, and I can't tell who watches until I can't tell. So if you want to let me know you're out there, like, comment. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure your voice is heard, you know. We have a new thing called Rape, Catch, and Release in sanctuary cities, like in Montgomery County, Maryland. The 8th illegal alien charged with rape or sexual assault in Montgomery County, Maryland, in less than 2 months was freed a year ago. Yeah, he was accused of rape and stuff, and then he was illegal, let him go, and he raped. Let's let these guys go so they can rape, or let's say they're illegal and they get caught and they have to let them go because they have to catch and release in these sanctuary cities, and then they rape. To anyone that supports these sanctuary cities, I hate to say this, but I hope one of your daughters or sons is raped and murdered. Maybe that will, was that what it's going to take to wake you up? Well, sorry, folks, but some people may get, I don't know, what would you call it, like mistreated accidentally? You know, here I got my social security card on me when I'm out. I got my driver. I can prove who I am. Sorry if there might be some people that are legal that may have some trouble getting through. Not all. There are some good illegals, but. So you want me to. How dare I want to take and abide by our laws? We have laws in this country. I want to abide by our laws. I want to follow the laws. And if some legal, some law, some citizens that are illegal, but they're good people, you know, they work hard, they bust their butt, they want to be here, but they're just, they happen to be illegal. Sorry. You're illegal. You need to come in the right way. Sorry. You get people like this that come in here. A 94% approval rating in the Republican Party, a record, thank you, President Trump. See, I'm one of these people that they say, Trump in the red wave, and I'm one of these people like, well, I'm an independent type person, you know? I think he's finally a president that's smart enough, like I say, smart enough not to be in the Democratic or, you know, he knows an independent is going to win, but he's in the Republican Party as an independent. You know, if there was someone that stood that was like Donald J. Trump that was in the Democratic Party, I could stand for them. But this is one of the big issues. U.S. workers' earnings rose 3.4% in 2018. Women seeing the strong employment gains, the biggest employment gains. But here's the thing, though. I would love to know what the inflation is. Because, like me and my wife, take an example. Where we live, we used to have access to a free storage unit. Then they sold it to a company to manage it. Now it's almost $50 for the storage unit that we used to get for free. Inflation is going through the roof. But, you know, that's why it costs to inflate your tires. So, but that's one of those things. I mean, it's great to see that, you know, because some people go, well, are you better off under Trump? Well, yes and no, because am I making more money? Yes. Am I getting more money back? Yes. Am I doing? Yeah. But when you're making more here, but everything keeps going up and up and up and up and up, you know, it's sort of like, okay, well, I under Barack Obama, I'm making more money. Yes. But it's like, okay, well, I'm giving you a dollar. Yeah. Obama's giving me change. That's what he was about, hope and change. He's giving me change. And he's hoping I can survive on that change. And, okay, Donald Trump is giving you like $2, but when stuff, that $2 doesn't go as far as it used to, and that's not Trump's fault. And of course, I'm going to have people say, see, he said, you know, they're going to try to twist the words around. Trump is, we're way better off under Trump. But when inflation is to the point to where goods are so expensive, I mean, but you have this, but you have so many, you know, and it's a good thing. We're having a lot of stuff made in America. With the stuff made in America, hey, if you're going to be in prison, you need to be working. But it's just one of those things, you know, and wow. Leftist U.S. donor using secretive Arabella advisors to push government control, because they're trying to get the government to run the internet and control the internet. They already got, and that's one of the big things. And if you're a long-time listener to the program, you've heard this, where, okay, you don't like this. Okay, you want to work in the restaurant industry. Or, you know, well, okay, well, if I want to work in a hospital kitchen, I don't support these two companies. Well, 85% of all hospitals kitchens are run by these two companies. So you couldn't work in, okay, you're pretty much screwed. If you don't like what this company stands for, you're kind of screwed. I mean, oh, like Google is very, 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 very mega socialist liberal. They're trying to control you. There's actually a crap load of attorney generals that are actually demanding an investigation of Google. Facebook is so liberal. There's a place I've looked into because I've heard that AT&T as well as Verizon gives big donations to Democrats and their party. And I've looked into possibly maybe using a Patriot Mobile, but like when I was on there, it had like, this is areas where you're covered, this is where you're got decent service, and this is where you're roaming. I'm like, I've not seen roaming in ages. So I don't, and they started in 2012, so I don't know how far along they are. I thought about calling them to see how good a coverage it is, because it looks like it's a good thing, because they donate to the NRA, conservative causes, but I mean, I want to make sure I'm not going to be like having no service or whatever, but, you know, I want to get into, you know, but we'll have to wait and see. But don't forget to like and share, like and share, like and share. I want to get into this because, wow. A 7-year-old little boy is proving once again that the government is useless. Because you had a conservative that's a political agenda. Well, he and some of his people helped clean up Baltimore. Not the government, not we the government, it's we the people. Well, I need to do this because I've always wanted to go there to work. This guy, a boy who gave up his Disney money to buy sodas and water and soft drinks and chips and hot dogs and stuff and fed Hurricane Dorian evacuees. He gave up. And what happened? He was being interviewed by ABC and all this, and you know, I need to do this. I need to like when there's a big catastrophe, I need to like take my money and help the evacuees. Because jokingly, because when he was done with the ABC interview, he went outside and there was about like 10 people from Disney World with a ton of Mickey balloons. They had Mickey Mouse. He's getting a VIP trip. And the trip is probably going to be 100 times better. He's probably going to get a first-class hotel. He's probably going to be getting VIP treatment everywhere he goes. Lucky kid. Because I'd love to go to Disney World. I think it'd be cool. I'd be like the kid. I'd be like that. I need to have 50 Mickey hats. I'm like, oh, we better have like 20 grand because I need to have about 75 Mickey hats and I want to have a Mickey sweater and a Mickey sweatshirt and a Mickey t-shirt. And I want to have 50 Mickey balloons. And I want to have Mickey Mouse this. And I got to have something Donald Duck. You know, but this kid, he's 6'7". Let me tell you something. That mama raised him right. We need more kids like this. He didn't do it for the trip. You know, he was going to go, he, you know, whatever. He's like, you know what? Yeah, I'd love to go to Mickey's World, but you know what? These kids, these moms, these dads, they might not have a home to come to. They might not have a place to call home when they get back. They might lose everything. The least I can do is take the little bit of money I got and give hot dogs and try to do something. This conversation is paid for by me. Everything you see here, I got a PayPal link. If a dollar don't sound like much, a prayer doesn't sound like much. But if 1,000 people gave a dollar, that's $1,000 that could help this conversation. If 1,000 people prayed, that's 1,000 people that are praying. Prayers move mountains. That kid didn't have much, but what he did have was a blessing, I guarantee you, to all those people. This kid right here is what this country needs more of. Trump sucks. Trump sucks. I hate Trump. I hate Trump. Trump sucks. Trump sucks. Trump sucks. Trump sucks. I hate Trump. You know, we don't need Trump and Pence. We say no, 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 no. Trump and Pence, we don't need that. Why don't you take that energy and go out and do something? Why don't you take that and do like this kid did? And help. Granted, I wish I would have thought of that. Then I could get a trip to Disney World, but that's not why he did it. Kind of like joking, but that's not why he did it. Because good things come to those who do good. Because someday, that kid might need help, and someone's going to be there for him. He just wants people to know that, guess what? There's still hope for this next generation. There's still hope for these new kids. We have people out there that actually believe in something. Those kids are what I fight for every day. Who know that nothing's free. That you earn what you have. That you save up. You know what, man? Trump sucks, man. I don't care, man. See, you know, Bernie Sanders, man, he's going to get his free health care. He's going to, you know, we're not going to, college, we're going to have everything, man. Because Bernie Sanders says, man, everything's going to be given to us, man. We need more kids like him to wake up, you know, this notion that everything's going to be handed to you, everything's going to be free. It's not. Socialism is sort of like that guy that, all you have to do is, you go buy a $10, $100 gift cards from Walmart and scratch off the back and take photos and send them to me. When you do that, I will get you, that will enable me, and we need $1,000 so that we can process this $1 million. It's $1.4 million that you will win. But we need this $1,000 from you to process that. If you really think that the $1,000 you're going to send that guy, he's going to release you $1.4 million, if you really believe that BS, I feel sorry for you. But there are people out there that do. There are people out there that believe it. They're like, oh, yes, man, I'm going to send this to you $750. I'm going to be, then he's going to send me $20,000. Yes, sir. Okay. If you believe that, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona for my fun port. They don't, but that's what these socialists believe. Oh, everything. Oh, see, Russia just didn't do it right. You know, Cuba, you know, they just, you know, if socialism is done right, you know, don't worry. I mean, it's just going to be a mandatory buy, you know, because they don't want to say, it's a mandatory buyback because gun confiscation sounds bad. Sort of like I tell people at work all the time. No, are you following me? No, I prefer to call it stalking. It's creepier, you know. Hey, following and stalking are the same thing. One sounds creepy, one doesn't. Gun confiscation, no one's going to support that, but, oh, wow, they're going to buy back my AR-15, yeah. Great. Yeah, you can buy, I'll sell you my AR-15. I want $400 million in cash. That's what I'm selling it for. That's what I'm going to sell it for. No, I'm not going to sell it, but don't worry, folks. Again and again and again, proof and proof and proof is coming out that, that cannabis actually can help with pain and anxiety and pain meds. It's crazy. Because it's proving that, hey, people that use cannabis are actually having less problems. They're having less problems, less issues. They can eliminate opioids in some cases. But there's a Colorado doctor who sounds alarm on marijuana legalization. High hopes dashed. A Colorado's experiment with marijuana legalization has been an epic disaster, according to one doctor, seeing its effects on the front lines. Dr. Karen Randall, an emergency room physician certified in cannabis science and medicine, said the legalization of marijuana has damaged rather than helped her home state. Randall, who spoke alongside former White House drug czar John Walters. That says something. When she's standing next to you, yeah. Okay, like I buy that.
How does she say it's hurt?
I think the public needs to know that it's not okay, Randall said. The grand experiment is not going well. I don't think the public is hearing about this as they should be. But then it's one of those things where they'll
she
have
people. About
what? Well, I'm not done.
I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry.
But it's like going back to where they have like 50 cases of beer and they drink it and then they take a hit but don't, and they blame the pot when they don't even inhale. You know, it's this crap. In 2012, Colorado and Washington State became the first states to in the nation to legalize marijuana for recreational use. And it's a success story with over $1 billion in tax revenue. While the county has plowed ahead with marijuana legalization, less attention has been paid to potential downsides of the weed market, Randall said. Legalization has brought with it high-potency dope. The average joint in Colorado, she says, contains 20 milligrams of THC, 10 times as much as the average joint at Woodstock. Concentrated products, sometimes called shatter, can be up to 99% THC.
She needs to talk to Tommy Chong. Give me a break.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. Because no offense, folks, but there has been a wide variety of cannabises. There was Acapulco Gold, Michoacan, Thai Stick, the stuff that was tied to a stick. There was weed back in the day that would tranquilize a horse. They act like, well, the weed today is 100 times stronger than the stuff at Woodstock, I guarantee.
Okay. There's some alcohol that is stronger, and there's alcohol that was weaker back in the day.
Yeah. Let me tell you, you get back
there's
in the...
different foods that... hamburger's a hamburger, but different... That makes absolutely no sense.
She just... I mean, I could see if she was saying that... Many, at the same time, many patients use legal marijuana heavily under misguided impressions that it has medical benefits, according to Dr. Randall. She cited one patient who used marijuana to treat brain cancer, unsurprisingly, without success. Wow. See, that's the number one problem I have before I get into the Premier League, is these people that think, like, if I have cancer, I'm going to be using chemo, radiation, cannabis. I'm going to be using multiple fronts. I'm not just going to sit there.
And you're not going to be smoking cannabis. You might for nausea and stuff, but you're going to do it. There's a concentrated, there's a specific way you do cannabis for cancer.
And talk to Tommy Chong on that, because I got into an argument with someone. He uses THC and CBD suppositories for his prostate cancer, but he also does chemo and radiation. He's doing everything. He's not just like, here's a joint, man, hope I live.
Right.
You know, if my brother would have used cannabis, it would have been one of many treatments that he would have done if he would have caught it sooner.
He wouldn't have been sick.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the problem. They act like, well, you know, well, the plot today, you know, if you smoke a joint, this joint is like, you'd have to have 1,000 joints from the 60s to equivalent this. I mean, I had stuff in the 90s that was, whew, just because people, and wow, and all you have to do is take the, because I know a lot about cannabis, just take the all you're doing is, like, they had hash back in the 70s, hashish. It's a concentrating of, you basically, the best way to do it is they take like a sheet, and you pound the weed and you knock off all the chemicals from it, all the trichomes and all the, and you pound it, and it turns into a concentrated block called hash. They had that back in the 70s and 80s and 90s. This notion that, like, now's, look at Irvin Rosenfeld. He smokes a very high potent cannabis, but guess what? He does, but guess what? He's, you know, this. I could see, as she said, there are people that are smoking 5% THC stuff and having major problems. Nothing she cited. She's just someone that's like, well, because we have people that smoke a joint and don't even inhale, but they blame the car wreck on the pot, even though they had 5 fifths of vodka. Don't forget to like and share. I do have a PayPal link. This is 100% everything. I do it all. Boom stand, everything, the mic. So please donate if you want to. Please, prayers, always welcome. Now, for everyone, the time has been coming for Manchester United. I know everyone's like, oh, thank God, all the people that live, that listen outside. Except probably half my listenership is outside the United States. And this is going to be kind of interesting, because there is rumor that Eric Van der Sar is possibly going to be the next, he's going to be our director of football, going out and doing what he does, and people can sit there, and of course, everyone, the first question out of everyone's mouth is, well, another legend, another United. Well, he actually does this for Ajax. I actually support it. He actually is doing a good job. Ajax is, he's getting great players. But what's CDM going to do? Okay, CDM's on the pitch. He's got certain roles, just like a left winger or right winger. Well, so does a director of football. Now, if he can be guaranteed, okay, money. And, you know, like, well, money is a big issue. Like, why didn't we spend what we did? You know, Solskjaer wants January transfers. He wants some players. I mean, the team that we have now is a sixth place team. If he can't get sixth place, because I'm all in 100%. So is Mark, and so is a lot of us. But the only way we would ever be all out is if he starts, okay, why is he doing this? Why, if his strategies, if his techniques, if his, you know, like, why is he playing like this? Why is he doing that diamond? 4-3-3. We need a 4-3-3. You know, if you took United and you take Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, if he had great players,
hello, Ria. Welcome to the United.
And this is a big issue, because, I mean, if you were to give if you were to give like Ali like a Real Madrid team with really good players, would he dominate? I mean, would he struggle if you gave Ole Gunnar Solskjaer all these players? If he would have gotten all the players he wanted, if he would have gotten Wan-Bissaka and Daniel James, and we would have gotten Bruno Fernandes, and we would have gotten all these players, would he be successful? You know, would he be successful? I think he would. But, I mean, as this club comes and goes, I mean, we're fans for life. But I think, and there's rumor that these are players that he's demanded. And they have said that they're going to, that he wants some players in the January transfer window, and they need to give it to him. And I think, and the thing I like about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is these players needed to go, and he got rid of players that needed to go, and he's bringing in the type of player that we need. Are we getting a crap ton of players? No. But we're getting the players we need. We're getting the style of player that we need. And I think that's the crucial point. He's getting the right type of player at Manchester United. But when you're in the Europa League and you're fighting for 6th to 8th, you know, well, I want to go to a club. I want to be in the Champions League. I want to play for Champions League style football. You know, and it's going to be hard to get some of these players in here. And that's a harsh reality we got to face. I mean, we got to turn this thing around. Normally, when we're in the Europa League, they spend money. They get money. So it's going to be interesting to see where this club goes. I think De Gea looks like he's going to re-sign. I mean, I think he's been here long enough. Like, I might as well just finish out my career. I think we're going to get – I think we can get Eric Van der Sar. And I think legend, no legend – I mean, you can say, well, another legend of Manchester. Well, he's done it. He is a director of football for Ajax. He's amazing. He's someone that I can say – because I think one of the great – I think the greatest United captain – was a guy that ripped out his shirt and took his heart out. That burned. But when you look at Manchester United, would I want some of these? I wouldn't want David Beckham. He's one of the greatest at the club. But would I want him back? Would I want Roy Keane? I wouldn't want him back at the club. He was a legend, but doesn't mean just because you're a great player doesn't mean you're going to turn out to be great in a role. I mean, De Gea might come, was one of the greatest goalies. But if you said, but it doesn't mean he's going to be a great manager. You have Van der Sar, who is an amazing goalie for United, and also he's being a director of football, he's amazing at Ajax, and I think it's something where, okay, yeah, we're getting someone that's going to dominate on that role. Had about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and share. Like and share. You can follow me on Blog Talk, Kyle's Conversation on Facebook. I got a PayPal link down below if you want to donate, help out. Remember, folks, I just want you to know this is a t-shirt. It's only a blouse if you're wearing a bra.
What?
Hey. Good Lord. Yes, he is. Nazi's a great Lord. Got about 60 seconds left. Thank you so much for tuning in. And let's all remember good old Jermaine Bell and be like that 6 to 7 year old kid and be there and do and know that it's we the people, not we the government. Remember, folks, we need to be there for each other, not relying on the government. Because, I mean, what has the government fixed?
Nothing that the government ever made better.
Nothing.
Except for their pocketbook.
Yep. Remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday, good night all, God bless, and goodbye.